Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
That's where you at, family. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan El says hello to you on something else, and he continues with you on Spectrum from 4 up until 6 o'clock. And afterwards, Pastor Ray Lekhodi comes through with Tuesday Live. And I gave you the sounds of Sesame and the song Conquer. And before the Conqueror song, I gave you Synergy and the song she gave us, Shout It Out Loud. 26 minutes just after 1. And I am now awesomely joined by Pastor Sam More. By God's grace, today we are able to connect. Muruti, how are you?
Good afternoon, Sibongile. And the family. Wow, it's been a long time, family. It's good to be back with you after your thing before Christ.
I think we did talk somewhere after COVID, and you were around Pretoria. You drove and you came here. We had a chat with you. We actually hijacked you. You were here just to say hi, and you had to sit behind the chair. Because Bloemfontein ke khakala
moruti. My time flies, actually. So, to think that we've been through all of these things. Storms come and storms do go.
Moruti, today we are asking a question. Do you get married to your spouse for yourself or for your family? I have seen people getting married to their wives for their mothers. I don't know if women also do get married for their fathers, somebody that the father can have a right-hand man whom he can send around. Sure. I'm not quite sure about that. But in our black culture, you sometimes find a woman who's married for the family. She can wash everybody else's clothes, cook everything. If there's a funeral or a wedding, she has to be the first one to arrive. It doesn't matter if it's the cousin, if it's the brother, if it's... So she's a wife to everybody, except she doesn't engage with them on sexual matters. But yeah. And I'm asking myself, where did we get this? Because I'm wondering if the Bible supports what we do. I've seen many fights in families as a result of this.
You know, Sibongile and family, you know, you touched on quite a number of things, and I just think you really said, I don't know if it's the same thing with men as well. And I just remember that recently in Bloemfontein, a bill has been passed whereby men were allowed to take their wife's surname.
Haibo.
I'm telling you, I think it's a month or so old. And we're still shocked at that. So it's a man, apparently, in Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
So obviously, and Bloemfontein, that's where the Supreme Court is and the High Court and all that.
Yes.
So that's where all those big decisions are made. But anyway, that's not where we are at. But obviously, that's just...
But now my eyes popped out.
Yeah. But, you know, when you ask the question, is it a biblical thing or does the Bible support it? It's a very interesting thing because... When you look at, for example, Abraham, when he sent his servant and said, go look for a wife for my son, you then realize that customarily then, and which is also something that we as Africans have been practicing throughout the ages, is that even the lobola negotiations, you do not negotiate it yourself as the bride and groom. It is not, interestingly, it's not even your mom and dad's, the moms and dads that discuss that, but it is your uncles and your aunts that discuss that. You see? Mm-hmm. So that automatically says that you are not being married by your boyfriend, but you're being married by the family of the boyfriend.
Then how do we then... yes, Muruti?
That's where it starts. And then as a result, they're the ones, even during the lobola negotiations, they even have to come and kneel before the very aunts that have come to ask you for marriage, and then they have to approve and the like, and then that obviously from that very beginning you're in a sense saying that I'm agreeing to this whole process. And unfortunately we agree to the process that we do not we have not questioned and we do not even have the full understanding of what it's going to bring at the end. And that's why then you realize that, especially if you're the first Makoti or even as the only Makoti, you have to be there at every family function, and you have to be the first to arrive, and you have to be the person that's in charge. When everything, you know, everybody asks you, and you have to know where, what, and how is going on.
So
now,
where do we then draw a line between enslaving Wanabatu and her being part of the family? Because when I look at when I look at the brides, yes, I understand that when Abraham sent his servant for Isaac to get a bride, she poured water for them and the camels. But nobody made her to do that. Nobody forced her to do that.
I think the thing is that when she was doing that at that time, she did not know that she's doing that as, you know, a response or an answer to a prayer for a bride. She just did that to help somebody that seemed to be stranded there and needed help. So at that time, she didn't know. Because only after she has done and, you know, and given all the camels the water, that the man then said, you know what, this is the reason why I'm here, and you are just the answer for my prayer. And that's when she goes, my goodness, I've actually played into this game kind of thing. But then now she was not too, her feeding the camels had nothing to do with the bridal situation or the bridal process. You know, it just turned out that by default it turned out to be. But in essence, when you look at the whole thing, she still needed to be given over by her parents. And the parents, being, you know, the mom and dad, of course, were handing her over, not even to the groom, but to the servant of the father of the groom as a request. So actually, Laban was giving his daughter to Abraham, who was there to give her to his son. So, you see, that whole setup automatically says then that she's not just been married to Isaac, but she's married to the whole family.
All right. Let me greet Ntate Stanley Maphosa saying hello to us, hello to you, to your highness. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And also, is it Sisi Kosi? Thank you so much, Sisi Kosi, for joining in. But Muruti, my question becomes then, when she was doing the pouring of the water, yes, she didn't know, she wasn't aware that she was standing in a place where somebody was looking for a bride. I don't have, for lack of better words, I'll just say, where somebody was looking for a bride. But I think the servant was more concerned about her heart more than her actions. All right, just hold it there. Let's take a family member on the phone and then come back to talk to you. Hi, family. How are you? Hello. Can you just tone down your radio because I can hear myself talk? Be hi to them, my family.
I haven't heard from you in a long time. Good to hear from you, Baba.
Labantu amazanya bayizwisise le nto le.
Okay.
Ushadelwe ilabha lakhe, hayi elabanye abantu.
Okay.
Umakoti. Ufana nendodakazi ekhaya.
Yeah.
Uma kunemishado usebenza nawo wonke amadodakazi wala ekhaya.
All right.
akuthi uzosebenza ayi-one wabe yena umakoti and akasebenzi abantu bala ekhaya usebenza nabantu bala ekhaya hayi le nto yokuthi uzosebenza abantu bala ekhaya ayikho emthethweni
baba unkosi sithi uzosiwashela siphekele Emanyana Muruti, ira afeto ntate nkosi, yes babu nkosi.
Angithi sizibongile kunto izinto ezinye esizithatha sizenze zibe right.
Okay.
Ezibe kuwukuthi lezi zinto zi-wrong, kungakho nezingoma ezinye akufanelanga sizicule kahle kahle.
Okay.
Yebo, kufana nayo leyo ocade ukuyicula. Naleyo ukuthi uthwana leli thalazi.
Yes.
Akusizi ngoma kufanele sizicule kahle kahle ngobe umakoti.
Yeah.
Kusuke kwanda amadodakazi walomndeni.
All right. Okay.
Nami umkhwenyane kusuke kwanda amadodana kabomakoti.
Kabomakoti. All right.
Nabo mangifikile khabo makoti kunomshado
usebenza
nabo khona
yeah
hayi ukuthi ngobe yena umakoti kufuna lasebenza abala ikhacha cha cha cha
okay
yeah ayisebenzi
all right thank you so much babu nkosi says when somebody is married to a certain family or marrying somebody from a certain family you have to know that you're getting married as a daughter so you work together with them you work yeah hand in hand with them you are not there to serve them you're not married to be a servant you're not getting married to that woman so that they can become a servant at your mother's house or at your family's gatherings and stuff like that. He says that's where the mistakes are. You have been married for your husband or you are getting married for your wife. You're marrying your wife for yourself. And even if it's a guy, when he gets married, he's getting married to become a son in that family, not to become enslaved. And that's where we got it all wrong. Muruti, you wanted to say something as Babukos was talking. Sorry.
You know, I love what Babukos is saying. And interestingly enough, this actually, it's an ideal situation. But the reality is that it differs from one family to the next, and it differs from one culture to the next, and differs from one customary practice to the next.
But what does the word of God say, Muruti? Because some of the customary things and the traditional things are not in line with the word.
You know, there's no specifics about what the word of God says, except about how new wives should behave and how elderly wives should train the new wives and the likes. But
Muruti, are you still there? Muruti, are you still there? All right, family, do send us your messages. I'd like to hear your views as well. As I'm trying to connect with Muruti, you can send us your views on 012 334-1322. You can call that number. Alternatively, you can just send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Muruti is back with us. 082-657-2729 is the WhatsApp line. We are streaming live on Facebook. I'd like to hear your views, my family. Do talk to us. This is something that I believe we are going to the wedding season. And so many of us are going into the wedding. Babunko says there are some songs that we are not even supposed to sing. Like the song that I sang, Umokoti Ngwethu, the bride is ours. She's going to cook and watch for us. If I am going to translate it directly. So Muruti, you were saying there is no, when we look into the scripture, there is no, except for when the Lord says, husbands, love your wives, wives, respect your husbands. I understand all of that, Muruti. I understand all of that. But is there a place where the Bible would say then that she has to take care of the whole family? Because what happens in the cultural sense is that you find this young woman who just got married, she is now married to everyone. All right, maybe I'm not putting it gentleman. So let's hear Mam Ngani. Let's hear Mam Ngani Matsimela, and then continue with you, Muruti.
Amen, amen, amen. Sisibongile ngiyabingelele egameni lika Jesu wase
Nazareth. Amen ma.
Ngicela nje ukuba mude nyana.
Okay.
There was this pastor. Ebengimazi. Uthi he first bought a house. Ukuthi azokwazi ukuthi makashada abe azi ukuthi unendawo for umkakhe. Mabeqeda ukushada, fortunately lo pastor, he's a pastor's kid. So usonta kubo. Then it was towards Good Friday.
Yeah.
Ma sekufika isikhathi se Good Friday, kuyaphekwa ke kuma Good Friday kwenziwani. Makathi uyabheka bo umkami uyosebenza kakhulu kunabo bonke labantu kuloko kuthiwa makoti.
Yes.
And then he took a decision after a Good Friday.
Yeah.
Wa confront ubabakhe wathi baba ngicela ukuphuma ekhaya, ngicela ukuphuma esontweni lasekhaya, ngicela ukusonta kwelinye isono. Because into engiyibonile umkami was a maid nge Good Friday. Wonke umuntu bekahleli phansi a expect ukuthi umkami ngoba umakoti uzokwenza everything noma bebemncedisa, but the bulk of umsebenzi bowenziwa umkami. Wathi ngicela ukuphuma esontweni lasekhaya ukuthi ngiyosonta kwelinye isonto we umkami azoparticipate like everybody else. Inkinga yethu abantu okanye thina bomama, ngimkhulise kanzima lo mntwana ngathi lo nomunyaka akhitiswanga kanzima kubo. So uzosebenza la ekhaya asebenzele everybody, kanti akusinjalo. She's coming to aid kwi family. Akazanga ukuzoba yi-maid yala ekhaya. If singaba nalokho ukuthi umakoti mayefika uba yindodakazi, akabi yisigqila, akabi yi-maid.
Yeah. So Mam Ngani Matsimela talks about and gives an illustration of what happened in another church where the son was a pastor's kid and he got married, and it was around Good Friday times, and everybody was just sitting down waiting for the makoti to do everything, to cook, to take care of them. Hey. And afterwards, the husband said, no, I'm going to confront my dad. And he said, I'd like to come out from the church. I am leaving the church. I'm taking my wife. Allow me to do that, because what I've seen happening there, it's really something that shouldn't happen. It's wrong. What are we teaching the church? And my wife became a slave for everyone. Waba isiqila. Angithi isiqila Muruti, it's slave. She was a slave for everyone. And she says, we need to remember that whenever somebody's getting married, our brothers are getting married, our sisters are getting married, this person, their spouse, is just going to add on to the family. They are not there to become our slaves. So this is what we need to remember as we are going into the festivities, and there will be many weddings that are happening, that when they come, hey, Muruti, have you seen, do you remember that song? I sang the other one, and there's this one, bari to Matswale, tlohela di pizza, munga tsona ke yo fihle. So meaning that your mother is no longer going to cook. You will be doing it. She will be doing it. Muruti.
You know what? Like I said, it's different from one family to the next. And I think it's important that in subjection to the leading of the Spirit of God, as men and women, as young people, as mothers-in-law and fathers-in-law, we need to ask the Spirit of the Lord, how does he want us to treat our makotis? You know, there are some people...
Our mkwenyanas as well.
Our mkwenyanas, you know.
Yeah.
There are some people that would say, no, he's not just a mkwenyan, he's a son to me. And they would indeed embrace that young man as their son. And he would really feel that I'm a son.
You know what I've seen.
In some situations, they would say that just for, you know, publicity's sake. And then when you, you know, when you get to the home visiting, you know, they would, you'd be made to feel that you're in Konya now. You're not one of my sons.
Eish.
You know, you'd feel it. And the same way as a Makoti, you'd be told that, no, man, you're so beautiful. You know what? You're my daughter. I didn't have any daughters. And they would say all these beautiful things. But, you know, when the rubber hits the tar, then you realize that, oh, things are changing. They're making you feel that, you know what, you're a Makoti. So I'm saying, as we are a Christian community, it's important for us to listen to the Spirit of the Lord.
All right.
As to how does he lead us.
Sure. As you're talking like this, I'm reminded of a certain guy. I think I saw some months back. Now I'm reminded of him, Mulefe, on TikTok. He was giving a difference between umakoti and the bride, and you know, the daughter, the loved one. Yeah, when this one comes, the mother-in-law is so happy. Oh, my daughter is here. They love the children, and they treat her right. But the makoti, they treat her like a slave. She's enslaved in there, sent everywhere, and they talk to her anyhow. And even when it comes to the guys, he was talking about mukhwenyana versus my son-in-law, my son. So he's like, the way they would even treat him, even how the father-in-law will make the men in the community treat this guy or see this guy.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was saying we need, and he was saying we need to bring a difference. We need to cut that out. If you're going to have a daughter-in-law, a son-in-law, or an in-law, treat them like your own children. He was saying exactly the same.
You see, I think that this then that brings in what does the Bible actually say about how we should treat them? What culture is the Bible speaking of? Because then, you see, if the son treats the daughter-in-law like a daughter-in-law, like in umakoti, then that's ill-treating the lady and allowing the family to ill-treat her and allowing everybody else to do as they want. Then the Bible says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Then you can ask that man and say, do you think that's how Christ loved his church? By the way you're exposing your wife to be ill-treated. Is this how Christ would expose his bride to be treated? You know,
I love the two examples.
I think that's how we can formulate our culture.
I love the two examples, Babu Nkosi and Umamncane Matsimela. I love how Your Excellency and the Queen have given these examples of men standing up for their own wives. Because how many do that? How many stand up for their own wives?
I remember when I got married, before I got married, I said to my wife, let's make an agreement. Let's have an understanding.
Okay.
I have a responsibility to protect you from my family.
Okay.
You have a responsibility to protect me from yours.
Okay.
Yeah. If they scandal about you and I get to hear about it, I'll be on them like tons of bricks. If they scandal about me and you get to hear about it, you should be on them like tons of bricks. And, you know, that helped us to help our families to respect us and respect our marriage and respect this union that God has made. And, you know, for all these years, it has worked. It has worked. You know, family, by virtue of the statement, blood is thicker than water, they always want to be noted and want to find out, is he treating you well? Is he treating you well? And they try to find ways of finding some gozi or whatever. Probably with good intentions, not even any ill intentions per se, because they want to make sure that they're protecting you or they're fighting your battles. But then now, when you do not give them all those kind of information, protecting your marriage from them, because you know that as much as they mean well, they could end up being the worst enemies to your marriage. Then, you find that then you create a culture that brings honor to God, because he's the one that started this institute of marriage. So it's a very interesting and challenging thing for us to find the heart of God about marriage in our journey of married life.
Oh, Moruti, may the Lord help our marriages. Yeah, because these things make it very hard for those who are outside to even be interested. They're like, and now some are testing that way. I was watching a certain storyline a couple of weeks back of a lady who just decided, I'm not getting on with my engagement because you couldn't protect me from your family. You couldn't protect me from your mother. So why am I with you? Why do I have to be with you? So Muruti, when we're looking at, I want to take a break, but when we're looking at, how involved sometimes our families are in our marriages, and how can then the oneness happen? Because the Bible says, then the two shall be one. So a man will leave his mother and father, cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one. So how do we become one if our families are involved in our marriages like that?
how do we get off? How do we get rid of Bommabar attitude?
Yeah.
So I think it takes decisiveness. It takes intentionality. It takes consistency. It takes evaluation, meaning that you have to keep going back to the drawing board and asking each other, are we doing right? You know, because if we do not do that, we will assume that we are right, and you'll find that somebody has decided to keep quiet because of being presenting the concern over and over, and then you're not taking them serious, and then they decide to keep quiet and start withdrawing, and it becomes a down the road kind of situation. So I think that's where and why premarital counseling comes into play. You see, different families would treat different situations differently. For example, if you have been a special daughter in the family, or you probably had gone through quite a number of challenges, or for whatever reason, everybody might be gathering around you to want to protect you. And even if a man comes in and wants to marry you, they'll say, who's this? Who are you? Are you for real? You know, are you passing by? And all that and all that. And even when you're married with the person after they've accepted you, they will still, because they still feel they want to protect you. For whatever reason, maybe you were last born, and then they feel like, hey, last born, I got to marry you. You know, but they need to realize that when you decided to get married, it means that you're grown up. You're no longer just a last born, but you're an adult. And then they should trust that you were able to make a decision and you made a sound decision. And then if you need help, you will call for help if you need help. But until then, they should back off. So you need to be able to put your foot down and draw the line, set boundaries, and instruct or demand that everybody should respect the boundaries that you set.
All right. I'm just thinking as you're talking, I'm reminded of a movie called Why Did I Get Married? I think that's what it's called, where one of the wives says, I wish you would. I got brothers waiting. I wish you would. There are brothers waiting. But now you will ask for help when you need help. Not that they should just mingle in your business, because this is what people see. When I get married, everything changes. The dates change. Now I have to learn how to cook maotwana or whatever, the way they cook it here. So I can't even express myself in this marriage because I have to cook the way your mother does. It's awesome. If I would go to your mother and ask her to help me, because she knows what you like and how you like your oxtail or whatever, then I, being the wife, going to your mother, asking for help. I think for me, that works much better than it being imposed on me on what I should do. Oh, Muruti is lost again. We'll join him after the 2 o'clock news bulletin, and then I'll be reading your messages as well when we come back from the news. But as we are reconnecting to him, let's go to Von Lou and the song Gelukkig as die man.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
I feel it. It is here. I feel it. It is here. Bongi and Colin are taking us to the festive season. Hey, the festivities are already here. And that is Bongi and Colin this afternoon taking us from the 2 o'clock news bulletin with the song Be Lifted right here on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Ek is nie alleen, ek praat nog met Pastoor Semore. And ons praat oor, or we answering this question, who do you get married for? Do you get married to your spouse, for yourself, or for your family? All right, I see a family member calling in. Hi, family. How are you? Let's start there with the family before we wrap it up. How are you, family?
I'm all right, Mama. What's up?
Ngikhona sikhuluma nobani kuphi?
Ukhuluma no Dr. Xolo.
Yebo, baba. But Dr. Xolo, you can continue. Reception. And then we'll take it from there. Ungashiya inombolo zakho reception yethu.
Okay, ngishiya inamba yami, inamba yami 078.
Cha, angikwazi ukuyithatha emoyeni. Butalukolo.
WhatsApp.
Okay, ungayisenda nange WhatsApp siza kuphendula.
Okay, sisi, ngiyathanda manje.
Ay, ngiyazibongela uJehova. Thank you, Butalukolo. Alrighty then. Oh my. Alrighty then. I'm with Pastor Sam Moore, and yeah, all right, Butalukolo. Hey, you just wanted to make me take me out of the conversation, but I can't. We need to talk about this. So I see that the Kenneth Coppers has sent something. Oh, I nearly forgot. Happy International Men's Day. We are celebrating our men. Yeah, I don't think it's an easy one. Yeah, I think I know why I forgot. Pela, I had to drive throughout Pretoria, the town. The road were closed, and I was trying to get to work for an hour, and I totally forgot that today it's International Men's Day, and today it's given illustrative Masilela's happy birthday. He's celebrating his birthday today. May the Lord just bless him together with those he's celebrating with. I know I was celebrating somebody as well today. Is it Sesimpolanga? I think now she's married, Mutubatsi. I think, I'm giving her a new surname, but her maiden surname is Mpo Langa. Mulaudzi. Yes, Mrs. Mulaudzi as well was celebrating her birthday. And who else? Sure, I know there's a number of them that are celebrating their birthdays. May Numbers 24. Number 6, verses 24 to 26, minister unto you through and through. God bless you. So, Muruti, here are messages from family members. And Tati Kopa say thank you so much. And Pietro Small, may you queen again? Hello to you. And she says, blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pietra. And she says, we should pray for each other. We can only pray for each other. So it's very important that couples should pray together, Muruti, and pray for each other. And also as the body of Christ, pray for other couples, pray for our couples, pray for marriages. We need to stand in the gap. Muruti, are you still there?
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you very much to family. Yeah. So, she's going in. Yeah, Kumbula, if I get it.
Yeah.
You know, while we were on the break and listening to the news,
yes,
I got to talk to one young man here in the typical Mosotho, and he was just telling me that his mom was reminding, was saying to him, look, you're the last born, and then you see I'm getting old, and then you've got your fiance, but where is my wife?
Yeah.
So there is a wife apparently with certain African traditions that gets married to the mother-in-law or for the mother-in-law.
Hi, Bo. But what does the Bible allow us to do such? Because I don't see that happening in the Bible. Because today
that's a very interesting question that the Bible does not say no to, or neither does it say yes to. Look at Ruth, Naomi, the situation.
But they were not married. She was the daughter-in-law.
It's not like, by marriage, it's not like, yeah, we're getting married as in like woman to woman, but you are being married as being married into the family. That Ruth that said, your God shall be my God, your family shall be my, wherever you go, you know, all that and all that. So she was committing to staying with her, meaning that she was actually saying that, I understand that I'm married the family. I was not just married to that man that time. If I was married to that man that day, then I would leave. And that's why, in essence, all of them, especially the other one that was readily ready to leave when she was released, they understood that they were married to the family.
Will I be correct then if I put it this way, Muruti, to save us from scratching our heads? Because if we say she was married for the family, then it becomes a problem for us. But if we say she realized I'm a daughter in the house, that's why your people shall be my people, your everything shall be my everything, because I am your daughter, I'm an extension of you. I remember, yes, Muruti.
But I said earlier on that it becomes an ideal thing, all these beautiful things that you say, they are ideal, but practically speaking, we get to see certain realities. And that is why even with the African, within the African culture, even in the Bible, we remember that once your husband dies, the next brother to your husband should marry you to keep the family.
Do we see that in the times of our Lord Jesus?
Pardon?
Do we see that? Does our Lord Jesus Christ talk about such things? Because I believe that's why they were asking him, then whose wife are you?
His response was, forget about earthly stuff. Because when you die, there's no, you're a spirit. You're no longer a husband or a wife to anybody.
Yeah,
you know,
but
you're a spirit, and then you forget about the stuff that happened on the earth. When you get there, you're nobody's wife. You're nobody's husband.
But now, Muruti, are you canceling what you have been saying all along at the beginning, that you are a son, you are a daughter when you get married? You're just extending the family. You are not coming there to be a servant.
I'm not counseling it. I'm presenting the reality of what's happening. Like I said, it differs from one family to the next. It will all depend. Like I said earlier, I even said that when it comes to what should happen, you should be intentional. You should be consistent in carrying out.
So I can refuse to be married. So I can refuse to be married in that family if I realize this is not what I believe in. This is not what I see the word. Can I? Am I allowed to say no?
You see, that those are the things that need to be discussed and talked about, and an agreement and understanding come into play.
Okay. Because
for example, let's say a city girl, somebody that was born in the cities and grew up there, the next thing meets somebody that grew up in the rural areas, that's very much traditional. They happen to meet the advantage and the like. It's important for them to get to a meeting point where they understand, because this man is looking at this beautiful woman, but he's expecting a traditional wife at the back of his mind, even if he's not communicating it. And this woman is seeing this intelligent graduate from university and is expecting a sophisticated, upmarket gentleman.
All right.
And all the time that he's a typical traditional African man who loves the Lord, who's passionate about the will of God, but unfortunately is very much not feministic on the likes. So he's very much into male dominating kind of setup.
All right. Malcolm Fritz says, according to the Bible, God's plan for marriage is to provide a setting for love, companionship, and community, and to safeguard faithfulness and purity. In the book of Matthew 10:13-14, if the home is worthy, let your peace rest on it. But if it is not, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, leave that home and shake the dust off your feet. And I remember when he was telling this to the disciples, whenever they're going to spread the word in whatever town they go to. So this is what he told them to do. Malcolm Fritz, thank you. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Babungosi, welcome back.
Yes. So, ufuna ukufakazela into kamfundisi.
Yeah.
Uma ngishada nawe sisibongile umalume wakho umalume wami.
Okay.
Umzala wami uba umzala wakho.
Right.
Ya kungako athi umfundisi. Vele uma ngishada nawe ngishothi sihlanganisa imindeni.
Yeah.
Ya njengoba asho athi ngizoba umndeni wakho uzoba umndeni wami. Ya, siba umndeni owodwa. Yebo.
All righty then.
Yeah,
thank you, Babunkosi. Babunkosi says, I have to just say and add on what Muruti, or just explain what Muruti was talking about. So when I get married to you, that's what he says, when a man gets married to a woman, and a woman gets married to that man, then they are bringing the two families together. So the cousins of the other spouse become your cousins, the uncles of your spouse become your uncles, parents of your spouse become your parent. That's how it should be. And that's what Babunkosi says. Thank you so much, Babunkosi, for that.
That's a very interesting setup, because you say family is in day. So my family is in day, and then it means that we bring again two cultures, two worlds, two practices, and that has to come up and merge and bring up one particular practice. Now, being in Christ, having to do all of that becomes a complex setup, because in the midst of bringing these two families together, we also want to find the heart of God about marriage. And about a family union, and about a home, and about this whole two families coming together. And that's why it's even best when you find that as you get married, or when you get married, not only is your family saved, but also his family background is also a background of the same faith. Then things become easier. But, you know, you get married to somebody who has just been saved out of a family that has been into deep traditional stuff, and then you are also coming from another situation. That's where, you know, I think your topic comes into play. What does the word say? How do we find the heart of God in all of this?
All right. Pietro continues.
The children are going to be born out of this.
Pietro says, a healthy relationship involves unconditional love, honesty, trust, happiness, respect.
I've lost and... you again. I cannot hear you.
Oh, Muruti, you can't hear us. Hello, Muruti. Okay. I keep Bloemfontein. As a role, you know, we are so good in Pretoria here. So I believe all of this is taking place in Bloemfontein where Muruti is, but let's just try to reconnect with him so we can just wrap it all up. And so I am calling Muruti. Muruti, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, let me just read the last message from Pietra. A healthy relationship involves unconditional love, honesty, trust, happiness, respect, and there should be no imbalance of power. That's why we don't work with tools like the bull hook, for example, because this would be working through dominance, and this called a toxic relationship, and the bond would be just based on fear. Yo. All right. So there should be unconditional love, honesty, trust, happiness, and respect. Wow. Muruti, thank you, Pietra, and thank you, family, for your contributions as well. Muruti, what do we say in closure before we pray for our couples? Yo. Bloemfontein doesn't want to work with us today. I think I'm trying this for Verdi Laskiert, Latonsin, if it's working in our favor. I hope it will work in our favor so we can just wrap and close in prayer. All right. It seems like it's not coming to the party. All right. Let's see, Muruti. All right, okay. I don't know what is happening now. It's sending us to voicemail. Technology, ne? We love technology and we love. Michael Fritz says, Jesus himself is submissive to his culture throughout his life, especially in the Sermons of the Mount. He rebukes the practices of his time, and he does this not by casting the Bible aside, but by pointing people to not only the letter of the law, but the spirit of it. Thank you so much, Malcolm Fritz. Muruti, are you back? Okay. All right, let's try another means.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We're going to just pause that song there by King D Music, Holy Spirit, so we can just wrap up with Muruti Samore. Muruti? What do we say in closure, and then you can lead us in prayer where our couples are concerned? Muruti? Hi, Bo. Okay. That was my last attempt. I don't know. It means the phone is failing us. He is Pastor Sam More. He is available on WhatsApp line 072-698-2686. 072-698-2686. 8686. You can also find him on social media platforms as Sam More. 072-698-2686.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.